The new year is here, and it's the perfect time to kickstart your meditation practice. The Morning Meditation for Women podcast has short, daily guided meditations that will help you start your day with intention and focus, and make it so easy to get you into the habit. Imagine feeling so much more calm and confident in 2025. Follow and listen to Morning Meditation for Women on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The nephew is here with today's prank phone call. Nephew, what you got for us?
Well, Shirley, the title is suitable for right now. You know, the prank has nothing to do with let's just say the title is perfect for today. How about that? The title's perfect.
Okay.
For today. Can I say it like that?
Yeah, let's hear it.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. You want to hear the title? Y'all ready for it?
Yeah.
All right, tell me if it's perfect. Don't let these white folks get your ass whooped.
Okay, that's pretty clear right there, T.
Don't let these white folks get your ass whooped. It's just perfect for right now. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
All right.
Crystal
don't
clear.
Let these white folks get your ass whooped.
Don't do
and
it.
I don't know. Yeah, yeah. Should I dedicate it to the preacher that was at the...
Man, that dude, Tommy.
At the inauguration channel.
What's the name of the prank again, Tom?
Don't let these white folk get your ass. It's close enough.
He was just out.
Every hill and molehill of Alabama.
Come on, man.
You did everything but dance up there.
I don't know if he thought he could do the speech better.
Who?
Nobody can do it better.
Yeah, this dramatization of it that you're doing is actually kind of offensive, especially for the room. If you looked at the room, man, he should have just pulled up. That room didn't appreciate that moment. That wasn't one round of applause because he was the only one.
Little black boys
and little white girls. Boy, not in this room.
No.
They weren't thinking about holding hands.
Man, holding hands, dog. They finna let the Proud Boys out of prison.
Yeah.
What? Dog.
He did everything but pick cotton right there, didn't he? He did everything but pick a bell. He did.
Tommy, he's a pastor, a man of God.
Hey.
I understand that. Well, it looked like he was preaching in the field yesterday. That's all I'm saying.
I'm not going to say he was a man of God, because that would not God would have wanted him to do. I can't say that.
You can't tell me his members is happy. You can't tell me that.
Some people take these moments, man, and think they can be really impactful. That hurt me, man. That hurt me. I don't care nothing about Snoop or Nelly or Soulja Boy or Flocka, whoever. Shepherd Boy. I don't know who all was there.
Shepherd Boy.
Who's a shepherd boy?
He got a flock, so I was trying to figure out. I don't care. That right there, that turning on Snoop. I'm still going to like Snoop. I don't care. But the pastor, though.
Okay.
Go ahead, Shirley. Let me hear it, Carla,
before we play this prank.
No, we'll talk about it later on. You get to the prank. I'll bring it up.
Once again, don't let these white folk get your ass whooped. Here we go.
Hello?
Hey, I'm trying to reach Terrell.
Yeah, it's Terrell. Who this?
Hey, Terrell, this is Drake. Hey, you work the day shift, right?
Yeah, I work at the day shift. I'm actually at work right now. What's going on?
All right, I'm on the night shift with Deshaun and Jamal. I'm on the night shift with them.
I don't know them, but is there something I can help you with, man? I'm at work, brother. What's going on?
Yeah, we got a problem. So listen, us on the night shift, we hearing that you supposed to be telling everybody that we ain't doing something right. Listen, when we get a load in at the dock, we check that load in, we file it like we supposed to file it, and then we take the forklift and put everything where it's supposed to be. That's what we do.
What's that got to do with me, brother? I'm at work.
Because
right now.
They saying that we ain't doing our job right on the night shift.
Who is they? You got the wrong person, brother. Who is they? For one, don't tell me what they said. Who said?
You Terrell, right?
Yeah, it's surreal, but who is they? And I ain't say nothing like that.
Okay, so but well, let me go and clear it up like this here though. Don't let them white folks help you get your whooped. Yeah?
Yeah, my
well,
who gonna whoop my brother?
Dog, I'm telling you right now, if we get one more complaint about they talking about the night shift ain't doing something right, I'm gonna tell you right now, we coming up there to the day shift and you gonna get your ass whooped. You gonna let them white folks help you get your whooped, man.
What are you talking about, brother? So why I ain't making any complaints? If you bring your black on down here, then you talking about whooping somebody. Come on down here. I'll put this
forklift
up your.
Hey, bro. You can do all this woofing you doing right now. You can do all this woofing. What I'm letting you know is one more complaint go down about somebody saying something about the night shift. I'm coming up there personally.
Bro, bring your down here, then, man. I ain't trying to hear all this bullshit. I'm not a work right now. You calling me with this bullshit. I don't even know who you are. Talking about the night shift. Matter of fact, don't come down during the day shift. I'll wait for your. To come to the night shift.
Well, you can do what you want to do.
I'll work a double and whoop your and work that double.
Whatever you got to do. It don't matter to me, Terrell. It don't matter to me. All I'm saying is, you up there walking.
You're still a dog, you leave. Don't call me with this bullshit.
Why are you running your mouth to them white folks talking about we ain't doing our job on the night shift?
Nobody nothing. You better call somebody else and call me with this bullshit now.
So what? Why your voice getting high? Because you're lying.
Wait, thinking, what the f*** you talking about? Who called me with this shit?
Hey, man.
You working tonight? Hey. You working tonight?
Okay. I'm working tonight. You
tonight. I'm going to stay over. I'm going to work a double just to whoop your ass.
Okay, well, come get this double ass whooping then. Okay, come get this double ass whooping because we already done found out you the person running your mouth to them white folks talking about the night shift ain't doing. Night shift ain't put this way it was supposed to go. Night shift ain't checked this order in right. Night shift. You well, blaming listen, every.
Hey, why don't you stop up and people stop saying you messed up? Stop up and people won't complain on the day shift. It sounds
we messing up on the night shift. That's what I'm telling you, boy.
It sounds like you up. They probably need to fire
Okay, cool. Ignorant. You know what? How long before you get off, man? How long before you get off? How long before you get off?
I'm working a double. I'm getting paid to whoop your ass tonight. Come on in, boy.
All right,
come
cool.
Come on, boy.
Cool. Let's say no more. So how your wife Cynthia doing?
What? How you know my wife, man?
How she doing?
How the f*** do you know my wife?
I'm asking you a question, Terrell.
You really cruising for a bruise, man. You really cruising for a bruise. How the f*** do you know my wife, man? Huh?
How you know my wife, huh? I'm finna tell you. You want to know how I know your wife?
Yeah,
you want to know how I know your wife?
Yeah, how you know my wife?
Terrell, this is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Your wife Cynthia got me to prank phone call you.
What? Steve Harvey Morning Show? What?
Terrell, slow down. This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Your wife Cynthia.
Ooh, Nephew Tommy, you almost got your ass whooped, boy. God. I was star 69 in the shit out this call. I was coming to whoop that boy. God, you damn near got me fired. The whole factory looking at me right now. God, I might have to kick your just for this if I get fired. Hey, this one Nephew Tommy. Yeah, I'm pretty seen all these shows. God, yeah, Nephew Tommy talking to him right now.
Hey, Terrell, do me a favor, man. You got to tell me this, baby. It's 2020. What is the baddest, and I mean the baddest, radio show in the land?
The Steve Harvey Morning Show. Oh, man, y'all got me.
And there you have it. Let me thank everybody in Milwaukee that came out with them sold out shows up there, man. Okay. I appreciate y'all coming to see me in Tupelo weather. I appreciate that. I really do. I probably was the only uncomfortable one because y'all look like y'all were real comfortable with that weather. All right, up next, Memphis, Tennessee, Soundstage, Graceland, baby. That is February the 8th, Saturday night. Tickets on sale right now. Shirley?
Thank you, Nephew. You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
97.1 QMG.